Welcome back to Game of Thrones Weekly. You know, there's a lot of podcasts out there that claim to know a lot about Game of Thrones. Well, tonight, we claim to know nothing at all. So sit back, relax, and join us into the unknown.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Bum bum ba da dum 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 bum. It's not bad. It's not good, but it's not bad.
I thought it was above average.
It's right there on the average. I don't know. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Game of Thrones Weekly. I'm your host, Ryan Malady, and these two gentlemen sitting uncomfortably close together to my left, we have introduce yourself, guys.
I am Ross Rago. And this is
Lauren Michael Shear.
And we are here to talk about the stuff that we don't know, the stuff that necessarily doesn't even really matter, but could stir up some fun conversation. Ross is an avid fan of the show. Of course, I am too. But, you know, to emphasize the importance of this episode about really knowing nothing, Jon Snow. We brought in our own Jon Snow. I like to call him Jon Summer, though, because look at that summer dude. Lawrence Shear.
Sorry, there's like blonde tips at the end.
Yeah, Jon Summer.
Summer?
Mr. Jon Summer. And you've never seen the show, have you?
There was a period there where I was very sick, and Ross would...
I was binging.
He was binging every episode. And I would, you know, I'd fall in and out of sleep, but I saw a pretty good portion.
So you're familiar... familiar with the global phenomenon that is Game of Thrones.
I know a little bit about it.
But you've never really kind of sat through and watched a full season or
never.
A full episode.
No, I did watch the last episode. I did see the last episode.
The most recent.
Oh my god.
I skipped seven seasons.
Are kidding me? Why would you watch the very
I'm caught up. I'm caught up.
Close, I guess.
So you know what's going on.
I'm here.
There's a dragon.
Missed a couple minor
doing stuff.
Details, you
it's
know.
A dragon?
Seven seasons worth.
Dragons?
You know what? Speaking of dragons, okay, why not? Let's start off. I have a question for you guys that I have no idea about. Mm. It's always kind of bothered me, just a little bit. You know when Khaleesi, you know, Daenerys, she's the Khaleesi, and she's getting her wedding presents for marrying Khal Drogo, right? And they're bringing her stuff, books and gold.
Not even a rice cooker, by the way.
It was on the registry.
No pots or pans.
It's so crazy. So they bring her. I don't know who does. I forgot. You know, I'm sure the forums and the comment section will enlighten us later. But someone brings her three dragon eggs, right? Which are apparently super, super valuable.
Good thing she didn't have pans. She probably would have.
I know, right? Good thing she didn't get the.
Wow. Throw them in the rice.
Yeah, the napkin rings she wanted. Good thing. But, like, I'm just wondering, you know, where did they get these dragon eggs? Apparently, these are, like, the rarest thing. Like, no one even knew the eggs existed.
Someone has them sitting around, and not only that, they're willing to give them up as a wedding gift.
All three of them.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? Here.
Like,
sure.
Like, where do you find petrified dragon eggs?
Yeah.
Honestly, and if it's such a huge deal for Daenerys to have these, wouldn't you think she'd go find some more? I don't know. I know that they're her kids, and it's, like, not, you know, it's a very touchy subject with her and her dragons. You know, she doesn't want to, like, you know, they're very close and sentimental, and they're important. But, like, wouldn't you think she'd be like...
She wants more.
Hey, you know, they did bring me three. Maybe there's more somewhere else in the world.
So and what I about three. The dragon that laid those eggs?
Three's
yeah.
company,
first
yeah.
question.
Three's company,
petrified,
but think
though.
Of Danny plus eight. Let's say, like, oh, no. cheaper by the dozen. It's got 12 dragons. Hey.
Cheaper by the dozen, but it's just, like,
Danny by the
an
dozen.
Army of dragons that's
every child gets
up.
A dragon.
Yeah.
Everyone gets their own dragon.
That's kind of how it just worked with the direwolves. All the Stark
that
children
each got, one.
Got dragons. So I mean, if
Danny
and John, we'll get there. But yeah, that's I don't know. That's a question I've always wondered. You know, where are these petrified dragon eggs?
Really
to answer your question, Lauren, the last dragon was, you know, a few generations ago when they were kind of being used as, like, you know,
Valerians.
These
is that I
pets.
Did see them in a dungeon at a bunch of skeletons. They were was that the mama dragon that I saw in the sucks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dragons down there.
there's some dragon skeletons laying around.
Yeah, the biggest one was the size of a carriage.
The
biggest skull.
I do remember.
And then the smallest was the size of, like, a puppy dog head.
Oh no!
Yeah, because they would breed them, but they wouldn't train them or let them fly around, or
they just, like, use them for like fodder in like s'mores. The arena, right?
Yeah, they just use them as spectacles.
Yeah.
So they ended up not growing, not thriving, and they ended up all kind of dying off.
Damn.
So when they brought her the petrified eggs, they thought they were just kind of like a, you know,
put them in
a paperweight
somewhere.
if you think about it, it wasn't really a great gift. Like, here's some rocks.
Yeah.
Right. Did they know they were eggs?
Yeah, they knew they were petrified dragon eggs, but, you know, she how it works is she walked into the fire with them, and, like, her, you know, Targaryen last dragon blood magic kind of stuff birthed them out of the flames.
Out of her womb.
Oh, yeah.
Straight out of her body.
But I was just, like, come on. Has that never come up?
Yeah.
Can you get more dragons, Khaleesi? Is that possible?
After they hatch, she's like, oh, I wonder how many of these are sitting around somewhere.
Yeah.
But these things are worthless.
Hey, call up the Johnsons. You know, the ones who got us the eggs.
Yeah.
Ask them where they got them from.
Hey, listen,
we got hundreds.
Yeah. Just curious. You got the gift receipt for that?
I lost one the other day. Do you know where I can?
The eggs are gone.
Yeah,
for sure.
I
the Johnsons, are they still alive?
No, they're dead. Everyone's dead. I thought you were cut off.
Oh, everyone's dead. No, that's good. Everyone's dead.
Well,
Johnson were a big part of season three there, yeah.
Moving on to just speaking of Dany and her children. You think she's going to be making babies with Jon Snow? I mean, I know this is kind of a question that kind of does matter. And we're trying to keep the questions that don't really matter at all. But, yeah, how about that? Let's talk about some John and Danny McLovin.
There's a good to fair chance it comes out looking like
you think. Yeah, really.
I
mean,
one?
If that's crossbreeding genetically, I mean the Targaryens as a family have come out okay. They're all blonde, but
yeah, they got that white hair.
Yeah, they're supposed to have that purple eyes or whatever. But still,
yeah, from the book, the books.
Well, I've heard hear tell of the tales from the books. I haven't had the time to sit down and read them.
You can lie. It's okay. We're all friends here.
But
except for everyone watching.
But I've heard and I've done a little digging.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that is really interesting too, once Dany and Jon find out they're related, what's their reaction going to be? Obviously Dany.
This is what I'd love to talk about right here.
Okay.
Her family.
I'm curious.
Her family
saw the last episode.
This.
All right. So, you know what? All right, Jon Summer, let me ask you this. Let's say you're the king of a great land up in the north. It's nice and cold, and everyone elected you democratically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you,
Washington.
I'm just trying to break it down for you. And then there's this smoking hot babe, literally smoking hot. She's like breeze dragon fire. Like,
she's
blowing smoke rings around your face.
Seriously, yeah.
So
like in The Mask.
Can you do sailboat?
Two smoke rings.
All right. Now she's a great conqueror, right? She's pretty much already conquered what you would call Europe and Asia over there.
Have I conquered anything?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. You're like
you're reaching for sure.
You're like Prime Minister of Canada. Okay. That's pretty much you.
But she's conquering the world.
She's conquering the world, and she comes in and she's just smoking fine, and so you win her over.
Oh.
In spite of herself.
Okay.
And you guys make sweet, sweet love.
And then?
Right? Mm. And then you find out she's your aunt.
Ooh. I'd probably start... as soon as I found out she was my aunt, probably make sweet, sweet love one more time. One more time.
Then complain about the Christmas
and then I would tell her.
We're related.
That's fucking
that poised.
Hey, could you real
cigarette.
Quick? Thanks, babe. Listen,
I can breathe.
We gotta talk.
Too.
What was that?
This is a cigarette.
Well, no, but what was the thing?
She can breathe fire. Can't
oh,
she?
I didn't. I didn't mean literally.
She can't.
Well, she has dragons who can.
I'd get her dragon to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
He'd breathe. He'd light my cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby. I would find her a third dragon. And then I just break it to her. I just be like, "Hey, listen, we gotta talk. I think we're related."
Yo, your ma or your dad and my mom,
long time ago.
Wait, it was
it's Rhaegar.
Rhaegar Targaryen
is
her Danny's brother.
Not a bad dad
older
name.
Brother.
Is her older brother,
mm-hmm.
And her older brother basically
it's Jon Snow's dad.
So no, made love to Lyanna Targaryen or Lyanna Stark.
Rhaegar
Targaryen and Lyanna Stark, okay. And so basically they share the same her brother is his dad.
Is she like
her brother is John's
aunt,
dad?
Like straight aunt,
straight aunt, straight up.
As first, close to aunt.
Yes,
really.
Yeah, her brother like is his cousins. Father.
Yeah, it is. It's right there.
But he didn't really. He didn't know any of his family though.
She's banging her brother's kid.
Listen, I have a hard time seeing this as a problem.
He's so cute. She's real cute.
Yeah. Well. All right. So here's the thing. We have two different reactions that we have to gauge here.
Okay.
It's their reaction, okay. Both of them, right? And then America's reaction, or I guess the world's.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's already happened, and people already
know it,
but people, I think, are still rooting for them to be together.
Yeah.
Which is 100%. So weird.
Yeah, no. Like,
but it's
I
not
was.
Really
no,
weird.
No, no, no. Like, the way it is, it's like they started off like right at the beginning. You're like, oh, like that's the power couple waiting to happen. Like they're both like such strong characters by themselves, and like of course, like you're gonna picture them together. You're like, yeah, like that'd be amazing.
Yeah, and then it happens.
But then
you
like find out, of course,
that was great. Yeah, yeah.
Of course, Game of Thrones, like nothing can be perfect. Mm-hmm. It always has to have like some like odd twist to it. And of course, they're related. Great. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if.
There's been South Park touched on it, or it was Rick and Morty that touched on it too.
Hmm.
There's like this wave of like incest,
it's
pornography
it's coming
that's
out,
becoming
yeah.
more
yeah.
mainstream. Yeah. I don't know.
That's a
I
thing,
mean,
man.
I just cultural references. Like, how would I know?
Honestly?
But it's like becoming this worldwide thing where people are just like into it for some reason. Not that they would be in real life, but I feel like it's becoming like a social...
It's like a fetish?
It's no longer a...
A
yeah.
social fetish.
Well, it's
almost.
No longer a stigma.
No.
And it's not even really a fetish.
Well,
I feel like it's just a norm.
You can't take the two hottest people in television and just have them...
True.
I mean, I waited 7 seasons to watch Game of Thrones for this. This particular scene.
For this conversation.
Yeah. This conversation. And that scene. And here we are. And it's great, but it's also not great. Because it is... Incest.
It is incest. It's straight incest. Straight up. Hmm. My dad's sister.
Yeah.
Can't.
It's tainted for
it's
sure.
It's so bad. So, like, once they find out, what do you think their reaction's going to be? Because, to be honest, I don't know. I mean, they're already straight up in love, right?
Yeah.
So, like, they had those feelings. I think... All right, what do you think first? I'll give you what I think.
I think Danny is straight up going to be like, cool. I think she's going to be like, end up talking John into it. Jon Snow is going to be the one that's going to be like, oh. God.
Didn't her family do like terrible things to her too? Like, wasn't she?
They did sell, like, at the beginning, her brother.
Yeah, like,
sold her into.
It ended up working out in her favor for sure.
It did.
Definitely.
But it was bad. Like, her brother is definitely bad. But yeah, so her family like kind of screwed her over at the beginning, and they have these traditions of incest. Like, they keep it in the family.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
All in the family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. I think she's kind of
weaknight.
Yeah, all in the family.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I think that Jon Snow's gonna be like, we can't.
Yeah, he's gonna be like shocked.
I can't.
he's gonna pussy out real quick.
Yeah. And then Daenerys is gonna be like, the Targaryens have been doing this for centuries.
She's like,
it's all good.
It's cool.
It's cool.
She's gonna be like, babe, come back to bed.
And then he's gonna give in.
He's going to.
And the world's going to be okay with it.
They'll be like, all right, I guess. Yeah.
Which is so weird if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Someone's got to die. One of them has.
That's
like, I mean, how are they going to...
Someone's got to die.
Are you sure you've never seen this show before?
Someone has to, though. Like, how
probably.
Do you... I mean, before
well,
it becomes an epidemic...
Has already. You missed that already.
The what?
John is... Hey, he did die.
Huh? Yeah, he's been there, done that.
Oh,
yeah.
I did die, didn't I?
I just realized that, like, the three main power couples, but the people in power, Cersei, and then Dany and John, they've all committed incest.
Oh. That's a good point, Anthony.
They've all committed incest.
All
Cersei, and everyone's
John,
cool with it.
Jamie.
Everyone who's watching is cool with it because, like, Jamie, at first episode,
yeah,
you're like,
that,
what? The brother and sister? That's so messed up.
I do remember that.
And then later you're like, oh, Jamie.
Yeah.
He'd do anything for her.
He'd do anything for her. That's so romantic.
Yeah, but then watching him leave and just like the snowflake falling on his hand.
You're like,
no.
Oh,
Jamie is like, this is going to turn out interesting. He's going up there for Brienne, maybe.
Well, that's the thing is, we don't, speaking of redemptions right there, I mean, come on, Jaime Lannister is like one of everyone's favorite characters now. And look at what he's done. He pushed Bran out of a window to start it off. Banging his sister on his son's dead body. Remember that one? Remember that one? Do you remember that one? Do you remember that
one? I don't remember that one.
Oh, he did that.
Yeah, at his son's funeral, like at the wake.
What the fuck?
He basically raped his sister, like, on his body.
Everyone deals with death in different ways.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. You're right. I'm sorry.
Honestly, who are we to judge?
Yeah, that's how he copes.
We're just loss. We're just your average viewer. That's all.
I mean, to each their own. Yeah,
and that's the thing is like, and then he like kills innocent people, bashes their heads in and stuff, but then he like gives Brienne a sword and a set of armor, and we're like, oh my god, he's so sweet.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Yeah. He's you know what, he's redeemed
it's like the
himself.
First he's sweet, then he's sour type of deal.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah. Oops. Oh, wait, push Brand.
Yeah.
So
it was like,
we're talking about redeeming him, right?
Yeah,
he's redeemed himself in the viewer's eyes because he's a fan favorite.
Oh, yeah, I think Jamie's basically a Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah, he's got to do
first
something
sour.
Then
he's sweet.
Yeah.
But either way, like, we are happy with him in our hands at the movie theater for sure. Wait a second.
Boy,
that didn't quite play out. In my head, it sounded better. I find it fascinating how it's like some characters are hated, like Ross and I, if you guys haven't seen, we did an episode called Peter Baelish, the Littlefinger story, or Littlefinger, the Peter Baelish story. Basically, we just talked about Peter Baelish and how awesome he is. Everyone hates him because, you sons of the Boltons, like, or something else. But we just loved his character. But it's funny how people hate him and thinks he deserved what he got. But then, you know, they look at
Jamie. It's because Jamie's hot and Baelish is just like,
it's kind of
like a creepy
guy.
Yeah.
I mean, his looks definitely people are like.
John Summer, what's it like being so good looking, getting away with everything?
Honestly, I don't even notice anymore.
How many kids have you pushed out of towers?
John, how many sisters have I? All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay to talk about though now.
Yeah, I guess so.
The platform and the fans,
Game of Thrones says it's okay. It's
thanks,
okay,
George.
Hey, what do you guys think? What do you guys think Jon Snow's like in bed? Honestly,
bad. I think he killed it.
You think he did good?
It looked like she was enjoying herself.
It did. But it didn't even look like he was trying.
Yeah, he was just like casually.
Well, that was the first
like,
time. You gotta,
is this? It is. All right.
But
you know what? No, actually, we did have evidence.
How good he was?
Yeah, remember Ygritte?
She's like, that was true.
She said even, she's like, something like, I like what you did with your tongue.
Yeah.
Or something. I can't do
that. He wouldn't sleep with her, right?
He wouldn't. And that's it. Oh, we can all learn from Jon. We can all take a page out of his book.
I just
book.
Feel like he'd be super apologetic in bed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oops, what do you think about that?
He is straight up like a Canadian.
Yeah, yeah.
So oops, sorry.
Didn't mean to do that.
Sorry.
So sorry.
Also, Ygritte was his first, right?
Yeah.
He was a virgin.
Yeah.
He lost it to a wildling.
And then he goes and bangs up other dragons.
Side.
It's like, wow.
That's
a great track record.
Straight up from a wildling to like
a queen.
Queen of Essos.
Started at the bottom.
The award for most improved. He definitely.
How do you go back? How do you? You can't like.
Wildly
goes down.
That's the bottom of the bottom.
He really should have taken baby steps.
Yeah, he's peaked now.
He's peaked.
Where does he go from here? Like, obviously something's gonna happen.
She like rules the universe, maybe. I don't know.
But the red woman's pretty fun.
She's Melisandre, right? Melisandre.
He's going for the
she's
Lord of Light next.
She's a cutie.
The Night Queen.
Going for a god next.
He must be pretty good. I mean, he's good with a sword.
He's good with a blade.
He's good at swinging that thing around. So, hey, come on. Good for him. You know what?
Yeah.
Good for you, Jon Snow.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm happy for him.
You son of a...
he's a lucky guy, though.
I think we covered Jon and Danny pretty good.
I think so.
We don't know anything that's going to happen.
This is all speculation.
Yeah, we don't know. We know nothing, Jon Snow.
Back to Jamie, though. I think he should ditch his gold hand for a hook.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But not like not Captain Hook.
No.
What kind of hook?
A freaking like a hook.
Well, okay, you can't just say it again. So give us a shape. Not like a hook, like a hook.
No.
A Captain Hook, man. Where like
a Captain Hook hook.
He can make a goal where he could like block swords or whatever still. But like if he's going to like, he should either pick, you know, he's going to be no more of this polarizing stuff. He's going to be good. He's going to be bad. If he goes back to Cersei, hook.
Yeah, hook. Eye patch.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Straight pirate.
Get rid of the golden hand thing, just freaking hook. Yargs in there somewhere.
I think he should.
He's
gonna
go sailing with Euron.
Yeah, I would like to see him have like a whole list of attachments.
Yeah,
you got a hook. That'd be cool. You can do like a. You can just straight up have a sword for a hand or a dagger.
He's like, I'm used to some, but no, you're not. You're not creative enough in battle.
He just has a hand. This really, honestly, it did come into handy
it
one
did.
Time.
Saved him once. One save.
Did it just like stop at
some
a
sword. Some like, Dornish soldiers.
And he like flinged it away.
You know. Hit him with a sword and he like caught it.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Oh, look at that!"
with his bare mouth.
Yeah,
didn't even mean to. He's like, "Oh, how do you know?" Great, cool.
Just like instincts. What instinct is that to catch the sword?
I mean, you put your hand
I
up.
I guess, but yeah.
Like, have you ever noticed, like in movies, or I guess you know, that's your first reaction if someone's gonna point at something,
okay,
you know, shoot you in the face. You're gonna, even though that might not do much.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing.
He
should just get a shield attachment.
Ooh,
that's exactly a shield is what I was. Yes, I agree.
Thank you,
a shield.
Anthony in the booth, ladies and gentlemen.
A
straight shield. Yeah, ting ting.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that no one asks. Why doesn't Jaime Lannister have attachments for his hand? Get a whole utility belt. He could just like, you know?
He could be a super. I know for a fact Qyburn could make something.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. This man, who even knows what the mountain is anymore behind that helmet? Probably Darth Vader. But this man could make a freaking attachment belt for Jaime Lannister.
Jaime, and he could just like, he could have like a whole thing where he could fling dragon fire bombs.
Oh, yeah. They've got enough leather to make him like a superhero outfit.
Ooh, a whip.
A whip,
yeah.
Yeah, and then you can like he can like swing, grab onto something, swing across like a ravine, detach it,
grappling,
grab
hook.
On
Indiana Jamie,
Indiana Jamie,
one man,
Indiana Jamie,
one man army.
If he goes back to Cersei, he could like angle beads over here.
Okay, all right.
Oh man,
I've seen the show twice.
I think we might have to
tag
this show explicit already. I don't know.
Whoops.
I mean,
already wrote it in.
Are we allowed to cuss on this?
The first man.
Well, we are now.
Way to go, man. Dang it.
I mean, you might as well just get it all out now.
Yeah.
We can really earn this explicit mark now.
Yeah.
Just go ahead. Say whatever.
Just throw it. I'm scared.
Just say
it.
Come on. Go ahead.
Twat.
Just twat?
I said twat.
Is that the worst thing?
Twat. it gets stronger as you go. Twat.
This is Game of Thrones. They curse. So anyone watching is going to
understand
that.
The first thing I saw in Game of
Thrones. But Anal Beast really, really does put it into that.
There was a
parental advisory suggested right there.
Yes, definitely said,
I mean,
with the arm attachment.
All that being said.
That being said, still not a bad idea.
Not a bad suggestion. Yeah. Okay, you're
Qyburn
right.
Qyburn could probably...
It could get freaky in there.
What's this request?
This last one,
I have a question.
I don't think he'd have any problem with it. Like, how big do you want him? Qyburn's...
That's for your sister,
right?
You say jump, I say how high. He say anal beads, I say how long.
How big? How many?
How many? I just want a utility belt of anal beads.
It's not...
Tell me when.
I wouldn't be a utility belt anymore. It would be an anal bead belt. If that's all that was on there.
Could you imagine at the battlefield, like he hits his shield attachment and the other guy's like... What's that one for? I'm out of here,
man. He puts it in the wrong, like, the belt loop.
He said fighting with it.
I mean, how about this, just for practicality? A fork.
Or a
knife. You know,
it's
just
right-handed.
Like spoons.
A spork.
A spork.
I mean, there's one.
I guarantee the dude's, like, trying to put a fork in his, like... gold hand, like
Watch me fail at dinner again.
unless it was magnetized, the fork and the hand.
I've never seen magnets in Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
it's, you know,
but it's natural.
But imagine what a game changer
are natural,
that would be.
That it.
Night King defeated.
Magnets.
We've got them.
Yeah, you thwarted. Know what? You know, that's another question I have. Honestly, this is so Game of Thrones is really is. is really kind of like a, almost a parallel universe to our humanity, mm-hmm. whereas they've developed things very similar to things that we had based on our historical records of armor and shields and, you know, siege weapons and mm-hmm. just straight up all the same creatures, you know, food and beer and wine and mm-hmm. cups and fucking, it looks like...
Socks.
It looks... socks, sure. Yeah, socks. It basically looks like, you know, medieval... medieval Earth, right?
Yeah.
So I'm curious, at what point are they going to hit some kind of revolution or industrial mm-hmm. discovery?
Guns. Yeah.
Guns?
Sniper on the wall.
I'm so got down for Game of Thrones steampunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steampunk. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Like the future, you know, how are they, is there like some gonna, you know, Sir Isaac Newton, like Qyburn, like comes up like, I've yeah. discovered a steam engine. You're welcome.
Let's drive up to the night. Let's run them over.
Right?
That'd be great. We start seeing like this, like Flintstones. The Flintstones.
Yeah.
The dragons are like helping.
Yeah. Dab a dab.
They've got like a baby dragon on the dishwasher somehow. Garbage disposal.
Yeah, I was just like trying to mix them together. Anyway. Yeah, exactly. At one point, because you got to think, okay, everyone thinks about the future of, you know, who's going to rule the Iron Throne, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, when's democracy and capitalism going to strike? Yeah, when is there going to be like a forefathers kind of situation that sparks, you know, in the invention age?
As soon as the Lannisters fall, though, right? I mean, like, because they're kind of the ones keeping it the same, right?
Hmm.
Aren't they?
I think it's...
they have all the money.
Danny's trying to break the wheel, though.
It seems kind of like the Dark Ages in Game of... You know what I mean? It's like, there's, like, these religions that are, granted, kind of accurate, it seems, mm-hmm. sometimes, because there is magic mm-hmm. of sorts.
Yeah.
So it's almost like there's some parts of it that... I guess are keeping the world the way it is in that world, but you know, because for us, we had religion, we can't really say for sure one way or the other if these kinds of miracles did happen. I mean, some would argue yes, some would argue not at all, you know, whatever. But either way, we pushed through that part of humanity, human history, to hey, look at us. We got microphones, and you're streaming this on your laptops and your cars and your Twitters right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's gonna happen? How's that gonna happen? What's the future of this universe?
Yeah, that's true.
When is that gonna happen?
I don't know the answer.
And I mean, think about
it. It's got to be in the Citadel, right? Like, yeah. It's got to be with like the Grandmasters. They're gonna start figuring out how to do stuff eventually. They'll start understanding like the laws of physics and, you know, and stuff.
The
I mean,
people
it's,
are ready. Like, just think of, like, life in King's Landing. How bad that would be as, like, just a normal person.
Just a normal peon.
You're like, yeah, you get, like, your, like, chance once in a while to, like, shame Cersei. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna throw my poop at her. And
yeah, yell. That's, like, the highlight of your whole life.
You're like, here we go. Finally.
I threw poop on the queen.
Woo, here's my chance. Boss.
Hit her right in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, as we found out later on in that season, or the next season, the one guy who was bragging about it is like, "I'll whip my cock out," and you better believe, Cersei. You know, then like, yeah,
the
he got his head,
out,
the mountain's head smashed his head in, which is like, you got to wonder who's cleaning up that body. Is there like all these dead bodies?
He just left it there, didn't he?
Honestly, is there a system put into place?
Like, already smelled bad enough.
Like in Monty Python, like, bring out your
dead. I'm not quite dead. He's close. He's really close. Get him on the cart.
Honestly, I want to see, like, how do these cities function? You know?
That's a great question.
It seems like most people are just...
Morale must be low.
Real low. Yeah,
dragons flying above him. Well,
there's
that. We're dead any day now.
Dragon?
Any day now.
And it seems like all they really eat is bread and like chickens.
Lettuce. Yeah, that's true.
And boar. And boar.
Boar. Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard of some beef. Grog. I've never seen anyone make a burger.
Yeah,
you know?
not quite there.
A little bit enough.
They're always eating ambiguous medieval-like food with their hands.
The pies, though.
Pies.
His friend.
Yeah.
He makes good pies. That's
what's,
like,
Hot pie. His name's Hot pie.
Hot pie.
Hot pie.
And Arya makes, you know, she made a pie of the phrase. You remember that?
Say what now?
Walder Frey. Whenever
oh,
she,
right. Yeah. She did make a
she
pie.
She made a pie out of all the fray.
A people pie.
Mm-hmm. A people pie.
Yeah, a Scott Tenorman pie.
It's one of my best recipes.
Yeah.
I don't think I use enough butter. But.
Yeah, I'm curious, like, is cuisine different around the world? Like, is Essos have, like, a certain kind of cuisine and Westeros? And also, are there any more than just two continents? Is there like a southern? Is there like an Antarctica or like a southern Westeros?
Is there like a whole nation, like nation that they haven't even touched upon yet?
Well,
on the other side,
what it looks like is like a giant. Like Westeros looks like a giant England.
Yeah, UK
or UK. Yeah, and then Essos looks like a giant China or something. You know, just like a ambiguous Eastern.
Mm-hmm. Other part of the world,
exotic.
Yeah, like very warm, deserty, like that type of style.
Yeah,
but I mean, yeah, like. What if they like end the season 8 like that? It's like someone else comes in and like, hey, cool throne. I think I'll sit on it. We got 10 dragons too.
Yeah,
and these other things. Like,
what? Where'd you come from?
below
Dorne, way down there. You guys did you ever sail down there?
No one ever sailed down there.
You gotta wonder. There's like undiscovered.
It's twice the size of Westeros.
Yeah, there's got to be some other the indigenous people somewhere doing something.
Yeah,
you know.
I would venture to say, yeah.
And I'm curious. Okay. Well, the first thing that went in my head is, like, what's going on in Essos, like, right now that Daenerys isn't there?
That is true.
Like, are they doing all right?
She left that...
She pretty much left Dario Naharis in charge of an entire continent.
She's like, that was great.
He's like, just you know some guy. He's like, I don't want to rule. All I'm good at is fucking and fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you'll be fine. Just take care of the entire world over
just
here.
Just like this whole continent.
Yeah. Do you think he's just having fun
keep
over
all
there?
All the slaves in check.
She's going to get back.
He's going to try to kill you a lot.
And the place is going to be in flames. She's going to be like, I needed those people to fight this war.
You know, no, actually, they're going to go back. And because she toppled that dictatorship and enlisted what seems like kind of like an oligarchy almost, because it seems like the rich... are responsible for putting the slaves to work, but they're not slaves, they're commissioned workers now.
Yeah.
And so it just seems like it's going to be more like a kind of almost a capitalistic society. What if she goes back there and they're like straight up like New York in it?
They don't need her anymore.
You know what I mean? They got trains.
Oh, back. Magnets everywhere.
Magnets everywhere.
Danny, huge discovery.
Check this out. And then we quickly turned that into an electric generator with some copper wires.
Easy
stuff. You really think about it.
You don't need your fire anymore.
Yeah.
I've never seen one person on a bicycle. You know what I mean? They have chariots. They have wheels.
Did they have bicycles like back then?
They could have made them.
Do they have rubber?
Do they have rubber? That's a good question.
I guess it could be like leather and then put it would be wood and then put leather over the wood.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be fine. And they also they have the ability to forge glass. They got beautiful glass cups. They've found ways to make beautiful palaces.
Oh yeah.
The right ships.
If they can make a catapult, they can make a freaking bike.
I want to know, what are the kids doing? You ever see any, the only time you ever see any kids
they're walking on people fucking.
They're like orphans. That's the only time you see them is they're like sickly orphans or they're getting, you know, murdered by Thens.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
Yeah, what are these kids doing? Do they go to school? Are there schools in King's Landing?
Yeah, what do you do back then?
You know? What are these kids doing all day?
They listen to stories. I know Brandon and he had his...
Yeah. The only books they got are like books about the knights and kings and queens of Westeros.
Yeah.
But is there anything about astronomy or you know math? I mean, it seems like the only books there are history books, and then the occasional medical book that Sam pulls out and says, "Oh, check it out! By the way, I'm going to cure you. No big deal."
Yeah. Oh, grayscale.
Oh, it's never been done before. Watch it.
Yeah, done once.
You're a lovable character.
Yeah.
Okay.
First try. I think I'm invincible.
it's been a long time since the Red Wedding. We don't do that anymore. Now we bring our beloved characters back to life. Because that's what the people want.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
For now. Yeah. Until we get sick of it, we're like, just kill them all, burn them all.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm just, I don't know. There's some things about the society that we just don't know anything about.
The
schools, hospitals, you know, are there games? Do they play professional sports? You know, I know the ancient societies had like
tournaments.
Yeah, like the what's that
jousting.
Sport that? Joust. I guess you're right, jousting. Jousting. Yeah,
the and horse
they,
thing.
They bet things like daggers on those type of things.
Yeah, a gold dragon.
Yeah,
I bet a whole gold.
They have
dragon.
Trial by combats.
Yeah, it's so fun. Mm-hmm. That was so, but like no like ball sports, no soccer. Yeah. I feel like soccer's like inevitably going to happen in even in a parallel universe like that.
Yeah,
because I mean we have feet and we want to kick stuff around.
I kicked an apple around for 25 minutes the other day. I'm not even kidding.
You really?
It's going to happen. Yeah, you know.
I heard a joke the other day. It goes, I remember the last thing that my grandpa said before he kicked the bucket. It was, watch how far I can kick this bucket.
I killed him.
I was like, you just heard that?
And then I pushed him down the stairs.
Like, kicked it around the world and it hit him in the back of the head.
Grandpa, yeah, you know, great. With enough force, you technically could do that.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I killed myself. Most creative suicide ever.
With a bucket.
Yeah.
Kicked it around
that's
the world.
That's probably where that phrase came from.
Okay.
Hit me right. Pretty bad. In the back of the head.
Oh, you know, I have a question about? Hmm. Remember when Jorah Mormont was kind of asking questions around, and that it was called the Quaithe? Quaithe?
The Quaithe? With a Q,
remember
that
one
thing, yeah.
The woman who was wearing, like, an armored mask.
Ooh.
The waist?
And she, no, not the waist.
She was like...
The Quaithe.
She knew a lot.
She knew a lot. She's like, oh, by the way, the dragons are being kept in this place.
These wizards.
Don't betray her again, Jorah, kind of thing. And she's just like, who is this woman? Where'd she come from? And why did she just drop in and to give answers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's just like...
No one knows who this woman is, and no one cares, really.
Maybe she'll resurface.
But us.
Yeah.
The common folk. We care. We care so that you don't have to.
People who know nothing...
We know nothing, Jon Snow.
I bet she'll come back. Just like, I think, Ed Sheeran.
You think he's coming back?
They'll work him in some... He'll probably be a White Walker.
Just a White Walker, just strumming?
No.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. So the White Walkers, they take babies and they turn them into White Walkers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone else is just kind of Army of the Dead, kind of different. But for the White Walkers, what do you think they do in their spare time? You think that they have... Think about it. They have spears... They have clothes and armor, which means
soccer.
That there's that's what they're doing. They're up there playing soccer, White Walker soccer.
Yeah. You know the Night King can throw a javelin.
You got to know that he's practiced that before. Yeah. Is that the first time he threw a spear?
They probably have a whole Olympic system.
Yeah, and you know what? Do they sleep? Do they?
They don't need it.
Why do they wear clothes? They're obviously not cold. You know.
I'd like to just watch them put on some armor. Just kind of
they strap
like,
in.
Yeah.
He's like, they're like, hold this strap for me. I said, hold this strap.
Who's
grasp it?
Who's like doing all the? I guess you know they kind of answer that question because like who's doing all the bitch work? It's the dead people.
Yeah.
Because remember they were pulling the chain.
Oh yeah, to get the dragon out of
it. So you think they're the ones that are like mindlessly like doing all the chores? You think like White Walkers just live like totally like. Cush lifestyles when they're not trying to take over the world.
It's kind of like a hive mind, like we saw. You know, like you kill like the main one, and like all the other ones fall.
Yeah.
Maybe like the main ones are just kind of like messing with them the whole time. He's like, let's see if like these guys are like this group of five, and like kill this group of five. And they're like, go.
Just playing games with their
like,
dead guys.
Like, and then
how far can you throw
other?
That one's head?
Yeah.
Also, they do age, right? Because. If they turn the White Walker, remember
the baby became old men right away.
But where are these baby White Walkers?
Yeah,
is there like a White Walker nursery out there somewhere?
They're the deadliest warriors they've got,
right?
So there are two types of the skeleton guys.
Yeah, if you die north of the wall, and you'll within
probably
the vicinity of a White Walker. Then you come back from the dead as
the
like
roof,
a as you're just a what's called a white.
An animated corpse.
W-I-G-H-T. Yeah, it's just an animated corpse that's kind of animated by the power
of the
White Walker that's in the vicinity that you came
from. So the White
from.
Walker is like just a different species. It's not like dead or anything. It's just like
White Walkers are like the ones that the Night King made.
And the Night King was,
so
we think, made by what's called the Children of the Forest.
Yeah. I think we know they're made by them, don't we?
Yeah, the original guy. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of... barely skimped on a little bit, just, you know, just like kind of touched on barely. But it gives us time to talk about, because then what happens is we saw that at Craster's Keep, he's giving away babies, the firstborn, well, all the born boys. The White Walkers take them up to their, like, dojo, and the Night King, like, touches their face, and then they turn, their eyes turn blue, so it was like, okay, that's how they make White Walkers, obviously, right? But the baby didn't, like, morph into an old man White Walker.
It's like the
it's
Santa
like
Claus
still a baby. It's still a just poof.
Benjamin Button type thing.
Yeah, Benjamin Button baby.
Benjamin Button baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like, I gotta know, like, what does White Walker society look like up there? They're raising these White Walker babies.
Has he ever turned away a baby? Sent it back.
That's an ugly baby.
Oh, not that one.
Oh, that baby.
It's like a hunchback.
Not even gonna bother killing that one.
Yeah. Do they eat? Do they feel? Do they?
I'm curious.
These White Walkers, they don't give much away. But they gotta wonder. They have armor. They grow old.
They got dreads. How'd that hair get there?
They grow hair, which means they gotta be. Are they eating ice up there?
Yeah. How'd they make these spears too?
Someone's making these spears.
Yeah.
So there's this whole nother society, which, by the way, you gotta wonder in Game of Thrones how there's a good and bad side to every side. We found that. Lannisters, we hate them, then we're like, oh, we like them. And it goes both ways for everybody. That's the great thing about Game of Thrones is that the stark difference between good and evil is blurred. There's not black and white. There's shades of gray in this show, and it just goes to show that even if you're the noble guy and you make a wrong move in this game, you're gonna die. There's no quote unquote happy ending. So I'm wondering, do the White Walkers have a good side to them? If we've looked at from their perspective, I mean, a life is a life. White Walker lives matter too, don't they? Maybe, maybe not. Who really knows? Honestly, because we know nothing, Jon Snow.
Maybe he's like searching for his long lost son. And he loves babies. He's like, Craster keeps sending them kids. He's like, oh, you remind me of...
No, you're cute. Yeah. Damn it!
What have I done?
What have we done? What was this show about? We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. But it was really fun talking about just all the things that aren't so serious, but still are just... this is the stuff that we love to do off camera, too. So, guys, thank you so much for watching. That's about how much time we have today, because we don't know what time it is. We don't know anything. But we do know that we love doing this show for you. Game of Thrones Weekly, every Sunday, same time, same place, 7 p.m. I'm Ryan Malady. You can follow me everywhere at Ryan Malady. Ross?
And I'm Ross. You can follow me on Instagram at Ross Like a Boss.
And I'm Lauren Michael Shear. And we're signing out.
Yep. We certainly are. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next time. So honestly.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
We know nothing, Jon Snow.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.